Hi, everyone. This is the Startup Chat with Heat and Cha.
And Stelly FD.
And we're going to talk about storytelling today.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah, we don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
It's one of those topics that I think is really important, and it's gonna help you in your day-to-day life, not just in business, but also personally.
Absolutely.
So we're very excited to talk about it.
Yeah, and also to just set the stage, this is a remote episode in the sense that we're not in the same location as we usually are. Heaton, you're in your car right now somewhere in the Bay Area.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, being a moving target, right? It's just always staying on the move.
Absolutely.
And I'm currently in a beautiful house in Venice Beach, California, with the end of the year team retreat planning how to take over even more in 2016. So I found a corner. The sound quality is not going to be as good as it has been in the last few episodes, but the content will make up for it.
Absolutely, always.
So storytelling. Let's start in very basic terms. Well, let's first ask. Let me ask you, what is storytelling to you, and why is it a topic that when I brought it up as a potential thing to talk about, why were you instantly in on it?
I think it's something that we're exposed to all the time, whether it's our own stories that we have to tell people, other people's stories, or even like if you view an advertisement, they're basically telling you a story, and they're trying to convince you of something, right? Or help educate you or teach you. So like everything, if you really think about things around you, that's basically, you know, the sort of crux of most of our communication. Like even if you go to like, I'm looking at a used car lot, right? And this used car lot, like if you go there, the best person who's going to sell you a car is going to tell you some kind of story. You know, simple as that. Even for me, like if I'm trying to talk to that salesperson back, what am I going to do? I'm probably going to tell them some bogus story too, right? I got a story this morning, some sob story from somebody, you know, about how, you know, they spent their last $200, you know, for Christmas on something, right? That they shouldn't have or that they had to, like their extra bill. That's a story too. Stories are all around us. I think we have to get good at understanding stories and asking good questions to get the full story, as well as learning how to tell better stories for whatever purpose we have, because it's just communication.
Yeah, it's such a funny thing. Storytelling and communicating stories is such a human, like, basic thing. It's so important. I mean, it used to be the way that we taught each other.
That's right.
Right? In a lot of ways, kind of a lot of teaching was storytelling, like packaging up the common lesson in a metaphor, in a story, and instead of just saying you should be a good human and help others, you know, they would just tell stories about people that didn't and suffered through it, and then they turn like just using stories as a way to communicate, to teach, to share, to also retain information. Has been such a like core human thing for such a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at a study or some book or something, and they were talking about how the best way to teach kids things is to tell them stories. And it's really stories about your past, your history, how you got to where you are, and events in your life, and usually struggles, just so that they can be taught about perseverance and determination and all these other things that are really important to just survive in life at this point. And so, like, then I think about my own childhood and like all the stories I heard from my father about whether it's his struggles or his, like, you know, celebrations for things or whatever. There's always stories, you know, in it, and it helped build some history for me, some family history, some way we roll, so to speak, and things like that. And I didn't really realize how powerful that was until I just started reading up a lot more around like storytelling and even like, you know, educating children, because like you have to teach children things, right? Anyone that has a kid knows that they're first and foremost probably a teacher for their kids more than anything else.
Yes, and vice versa. We talked about this in a prior episode, which you can learn from your children about running a business. But yeah, you're right. And the other beautiful thing is, like, so stories are just also a much more powerful way for people to retain information. So you can tell me a story, and if it's compelling, I might remember it for the rest of my life. Versus if you give me a set of just data points or like a list of lessons you learned, Without the story, it's going to be much harder for me and the way human brains work to retain that information. Like you asked me 2 years ago, what was the four bullet points of things Heaton learned? It's going to be very hard, if not impossible, for me to remember. But if you tell me, hey, Heaton told you a story about his childhood and one of the most significant events there, it's going to be, depending on the story, obviously, but it's going to be much easier for me to remember that and remember the core gist of what I took away from it and what I learned from it. So it's also a very visual form of communication, although I think people don't realize that it is, because when you talk in stories, it creates pictures in the mind of the listener. They imagine people and places and things happening. So it's even if it's imagined, it's pretty visual. And our brains are just significantly better at remembering images than they are in just numbers, dates, facts, words, right? So it's just that visual aspect, that stimulating the other person to come up with images in their mind as you're conveying a message or you're sharing information is a very powerful way for them to feel something, for them to associate with it, which is a whole nother topic we should talk about in a second, but also to then be able to access that information again in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's age old. It's the thing that, again, everything's a story. If you really think deeply about what you know about communication, right, and how to be an effective communicator, it's all story. Like, think about, you know, that everyone has this person, right? That person that's always telling a story about why they couldn't accomplish something or why they couldn't do something. They're making up these stories in their heads, right? And, you know, it's like such a fundamental thing, you know, when you start thinking about all the stories around you, right? Even when you go, like, look at, you know, like a house or something. Like I was walking around one day and I was admiring houses for some reason, just like the outside of them and how they look. And, you know, like I was just telling myself a story like that. Oh, hey, that one looks like a happy face. I'm pretty sure people come home and they're probably pretty happy the second they get home because their little garage looks like a happy face. That's a fucking story, right? Like, and I made it up, right? And
yep.
Like, I'm listening to my son tell all kinds of stories, right? Some are made up, some are true, and it's just interesting. So it's communication, right? Get good at storytelling. Get good at listening to stories. Get good at, you know, telling the full picture. I mean, it's amazing. Like, here's another, like, example that where I don't think people would think about stories, but, like, if you're having, like in a team, right, in a company, if you're having any kind of interactions with people, there's all kinds of stories. I mean, that's why they say things like there's two sides to every coin, right? Yeah, there's two sides to every story. Well, you need the full story, which is everyone's side, right? I mean, this, even in, like, when you look at sitcoms, they're designed that way to tell you the full story, right? Like, what's this person's version, that person's version? Then you get to make a judgment, right? Like, it's just a core skill, like, just everything around stories. That's personally how I feel about it. I mean, and I'm sure you and I can go off about stories.
Yes,
so let's get
forever.
Tactical, right? Got any ideas on how we can help people think about it more like we do, maybe?
So, yes. So here are a few thoughts, right? I mean, one, you can practice getting better at storytelling by looking at things more from a storytelling perspective. Just like you shared a few examples, I think that on a daily basis, when people that listen to us, when people read a book or look at a pitch presentation for, you know, a startup, or read an article, or communicate with somebody in the elevator. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I work there, and da da da. What are you doing? Like, looking at things from the storytelling perspective. Oh, what kind of a story did this person tell? Verbally, non-verbally. What was compelling about it, or why wasn't it compelling? Did it paint a picture or not? Was it dramatic? Like, just thinking, like, realizing how much of the information that we consume and the interactions we have with other humans is storytelling in one way or another, and, like, becoming more analytical about thinking about it that way, I think helps you elevate your storytelling IQ. And it's kind of a core exercise. I feel like you and I, we do this just instinctively at this point. We do this all day long. And it's probably a contributing factor why we are not, you know, why we're decent at it, at least, right? Or are trying to get better at it. So
awareness.
Just pick
you're
up just, on
you're basically saying awareness. Like, know when you hear a story and try to even judge it, like you said. Like, how would you score it, right? That's one way to think about it if you're into that, right? What do you think was emphasized?
Yeah.
How do you – you know, my favorite, and you said it, but is like, how could that story have been better? In fact, I do that more than anything else. Like if I'm giving advice on like a deck, I'm done now. I'm done looking at these decks that include things like problem, solution in the slides. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, tell a story. Your story doesn't start with a statement like, this is the problem. Well, really? Is that how you tell the story? So it's kind of like, I think, yeah. Just something that, like, your awareness of stories help you tell better stories, obviously, right? And most of my feedback now is essentially, how do I make your story better? Because if I can help you make your story better, then you're able to communicate it with whoever you need to. But this is most of my startup land work at this point, which is like, hear someone's story and try to, like, repeat it back to them. That also is another tactic I would use, which is, if you hear a story, repeat it back. Make sure you actually understood it correctly, because half the time you didn't. That's another really powerful thing I've learned.
Right. All right. So that's one, like, awareness. You know, maybe you want to score when people tell you stories, and ask yourself, how could this be a better story? Or how could this be even, maybe not for people that don't like to judge and go better or worse, how could this be a different story? How could this person or this company told the story differently? So I think that's a really valuable exercise. Another exercise is just to practice telling your own story much more compellingly. And there's two simple stories that most people that listen to us can and should write down, edit, work on, and constantly improve, which is, one, their own story. Who are you? Tell me about your life. It's a very basic question. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business person, you're going to have to tell your story many, many times to employees, to investors, to the press, to, you know, like business partners, like in all kinds of scenarios. You're going to have to tell in a compelling way who you are through your story. Sometimes you have a lot of time to do that. Sometimes you just have a very little window of time. But you should get good at and constantly improve the skill of telling your life story. Like, who are you? Where are you coming from? Where are you today? And where are you going next? What's the narrative of your life? And that's something that a lot of people struggle with. And it's something that I'm constantly surprised at that people struggle telling their own story. They're not quite clear how to tell it in a compelling way. They're not thinking of, like, once I get to know them and I talk to them, I go, oh my God, that's the way you need to talk about yourself. Like, here are all these compelling, interesting things that make up a beautiful arc, make up a real narrative that stays with you and kind of describes who you are at its core. All that other bullshit. A lot of times people think telling their story is like, well, I went to this school, and then after this school, I went to this other school, and then I studied this thing. And then after that, I went to got this job, and then I had that job. That's not a story, right? Like, that tells me nothing about who you are, how you make your decisions, your struggles, your ups and downs, what drives you in life. So one little challenge as well as task I would give to everybody listening to get better at storytelling is tell the story you should be most intimately familiar with and should be the expert on this planet on, which is your own story.
Yeah, you know, when you were talking about, like, I went to this college and I did this thing, I mean, you know, I know there's people out there that identify with the college they went to, like, really strongly, or you know, they went to one that, you know, is harder to get into or whatever. So, you know, it's actually a badge of honor. I would say that that's probably one of the most boring stories, though, because that's the one people hear over and over again. What you need to do is you need to tell a story that, like, is memorable. You need to tell a story that, like, actually identifies with you. For example, and I'd love to hear your example, Steli, but, like, in most cases, if you're a founder or somebody and you ask me something around my story, I'll just start with, since I was 5 years old, my dad would tell me I should be an entrepreneur, right? And the reason I would say that is because, like, it's very, very rare for you to hear someone else say that same damn thing. Right. And then if I want to go even deeper, I'd be like, and he's a physician. He's not even an entrepreneur himself. Right. Done. Like, I'm that guy. Right. And so figure out what person you want to be. Right. What way you want to be represented when even someone else talks about you. Right. So now imagine, like, whoever I'm talking to in startup land or, you know, with early stage startup stuff, like, they'll remember that. And they'll repeat it to whoever they need to. And I think it's unfortunate when people have a story that's not you know, that they're not representing themselves in the way that they truly are and what's unique about them. So my advice for people on top of what you're saying is, like, figure out what's actually unique about you. That's all I'm looking for. That's all anybody's looking for. It's like, how do I talk about you? How do I talk about you in such a way where it respects your identity as an individual?
Yeah, and to come back to the school thing, like, let's take that as an example. Let's say somebody's very proud of the school they went to, right? And I didn't go to any school, so obviously, like, I don't care about that. But for people that went through it, I don't think that's a bad story. You just need to ask yourself, why did you care so much? What was so difficult about getting in? Maybe you can tell me this, all the odds that were against you getting into the school and how you beat those odds. Maybe that tells me something about you that's really compelling. Or maybe you tell me why your entire life you wanted to get to that school. Once you got there, it was, you know, a letdown, a heartbreak, completely different than you thought. But that was the best thing that ever happened to you. Like, again, tell a story. Don't just give me bullet points of what happened. Like, I went there and then I went there and then I went there. Tell me, why are you going where you're going? Why did you take these steps? Why did you take the detour,
I'm going to give some really funny advice here. Like, if you need ideas, go to the extreme. Go look at tabloids. I mean, they tell great stories in very little space. Like, so many little words. Because the more stories they have, the more excited you are about reading them. So they got very good at telling really short stories and focusing on the nuggets that are most interesting. Like, if you read some of their sentences, you're like, why wasn't this the title? Why wasn't that the title? You know? So it's like, it's very compelling.
I mean, go to BuzzFeed, right? I mean, I'm not a reader, but just the subject lines themselves are masterwork in storytelling.
Wait, why aren't you a reader? Why are you hating on BuzzFeed, dude?
I don't hate it. I'm not a reader of any blog now.
Okay, fair point.
Right? Really, I'm not. Okay. I'm not hating on them, but it's like, their subject lines are great storytelling.
Yeah. Same with Upworthy. They actually made a business of taking other people's stories and telling them better with words, right? With a headline. And that was great. I mean, I'm not even dissing them. It makes sense. Like, it's a smart move. And they got good at it. So just learn from the best, basically, is what we're saying. And these are the best. And you wouldn't probably necessarily think of that as a way to tell your own story, but it helps you understand what an effective story sounds like.
Yeah. So learn from others. Learn to practice your own story. And also, here's an important other tip. I think when it comes to storytelling in general, a lot of people seem to have this assumption or this hypothesis that you have to tell a story in, like, computed in real time and tell it in a fresh way with every new person you're interacting with, which nothing could be further from the truth, right?
Yeah, it's the opposite. You tell the same damn the exact good story. Opposite. You just don't repeat it to the same person twice. That's all.
Yes. Yes. And then when you tell yourself, well, but that's boring, you have to check yourself because it's not about you. It's about them. Like, it's not about you. Obviously know your fucking story, right?
Yeah.
The point is, how can I make this?
I used to have that problem. I used to have this exact problem you're talking about. I just wouldn't tell my story the same way. And it made my story not my story.
It made your story not your story. It made your story sometimes really bad.
Yeah.
Or really boring.
Yeah.
And it was a disservice of the audience, the other person, which you're ultimately trying to serve with the story, right? You're trying to make it compelling, educational, informational. You're trying to connect with another human. It shouldn't be about, have I heard this before? It's your fucking life. You know your life. There's nothing you'll say that's going to be compelling to you probably. But how can you summarize and edit down and boil down to the core your story in a way that touches somebody else, impacts them, and entertains them if possible in some interesting way? So people, like, the way that I got good at telling my stories, I told my story a lot. And I, at the beginning, you experiment and you figure out what works and doesn't, and you keep what works and you cut out what doesn't. And eventually you get to a point where you got it down and you can tell your story a million times the exact same way and get the exact same laughs, reactions from the audience, because now it's become a well-rounded story that has a purpose, a beginning, a middle, and an end that works because you've tested it. That's how comedians create whole sets.
They repeat it.
They just go into these.
Exactly. It's they repeat simple, the right?
same. They go out there and they tell 20 jokes and 19 suck and one kind of works. So they keep that and they keep working on that until, like, they've told it 100 times and then it really works. They got the timing down. They got everything down. And then they go on stage after they work for an hour of comedy material for a whole year, and they have an hour on stage and everything they say is funny and it's perfectly timed, and you're like, wow, these guys are amazing storytellers. They fucking worked for it for a year.
Exactly.
Right? And told the same jokes a million times in different variations until they really got it right. So to be funny, to tell great stories, you need to practice and you need some repetition and you need some editing. Oh, I said this and I got a really strong reaction from the person. I said it again the exact same way. I got the same reaction. This is working. I'm keeping this part of my story versus I'm telling this other thing and kind of nobody pays attention. They gaze off or they don't laugh, although it's a joke. So maybe it's not working. I have to change it or kill it. Right?
Yeah, I think the value of just iterating.